1334, and thank you for your support.
It is 8:16 at KSRO. Glad to have you with us this morning as we welcome into the conversation Supervisor David Rabbit. Good morning, Supervisor Rabbit.
Good morning, Pat.
Yes, it is a good morning somewhere. It is a challenging morning here for sure. For example, we were scheduled to talk to you today about the dredging of the Petaluma River. And now we have to put that on the back burner for a moment and talk about another very, very dangerous fire that we're right smack dab in the middle of.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I was looking forward to talking about something, you know, celebratory.
Positive, yeah.
2020 is still doing its duty and really throwing things at us right and left. And I know it's a tough night for a lot of people, so certainly want to make sure I, send my best wishes to everyone who had to evacuate, including yourself.
Thank you.
Knowing that, it's tough, especially what we've been through since 17 and what the community has done. And all the firefighters that are up there really trying to keep this thing in check as much as possible. I know that there's a lot of hard work going on. Looking forward to the sunrise here. Haven't seen airplanes in the sky yet, but I'm hoping that they'll be up there shortly.
Yeah, I'm hoping so too. And I'm just taking a look at purpleair.com and the readings for the air quality, particularly along the fire lines in eastern Santa Rosa and east Sonoma County, range anywhere from 178 to 553. It is, at least here in Bennett Valley, it is desperately difficult out of doors. So it's hard to imagine the firefighters doing what they do. Another reason for hats off to them once again.
Yeah, and obviously, right, we all know now all too well the smoke and the winds will play a role in whether or not aircraft can get up and start helping them. We hope that all those circumstances are aligned that they can get up there and start putting some water and retardants down to make their job a little easier.
And once again, we'll talk with State Senator Mike McGuire in about 10 minutes from right now. And so we spoke to CAL FIRE's Ben Nichols, who said, yes, the glass incident is what these fires are now going to be collectively known as, and that we should at some point during the day begin to get some numbers, because every fire official I've talked to in the last 12 hours or so has said, you're not going to believe how big this thing is. You're not going to believe how much space this has taken up already.
Yeah, my brother lives over in Napa, and we were conversing yesterday about what his circumstance was with the fire. And I thought the fire in Napa was on the eastern side of the valley floor and wasn't necessarily thinking it could come up and over into Santa Rosa again until it made its push through Calistoga and got up and over again. As we know, these fires tend to, the speed is pretty phenomenal, and making a big push. My son told me yesterday that the burn index, the fuel kind of criteria that they use, was at one of the highest they've seen in years. So the combination of all these things always seem to play into it and makes things very, very difficult going forward.
And obviously, we spoke to Supervisor Gorin very early, about in the middle of the night, as she was extricating herself from Oakmont. And so are the supervisors planning to meet today via Zoom?
Yeah, we're going to, well, for sure there's a briefing at 11 o'clock.
Yes.
Scheduled with our, and I think that I have a feeling we'll all be on that. We haven't scheduled anything beyond just the kind of a coordination and going through our county administrator, but undoubtedly we'll be getting together. Everything else is on hold, just kind of making sure that we keep going on this this situation. The evacuations become a little more difficult, I think, as Paul Gullickson just told you, in the time of COVID, and making sure that we get people to where they need to be. We know that because of the timing of the evacuations and the speed of the fire, a lot of the evacuation centers or the temporary evacuation points were full.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that people shouldn't seek out a place to go. And we're also working on making sure that we can open up more centers to make sure that we have all the adequate spacing and all the COVID protocols that we need to implement, as well as providing a safe place for people to get out of both the smoke and the threat of the fires.
And this time, that whole subject is bigger than ever. I mean, you talk about Oakmont alone, that's 5,000 people there. And senior care facilities, et cetera, that are across the street from Spring Lake Park, as Paul Gullickson said. So that's a lot of seniors to watch out for during this very dangerous time.
Yeah, for sure. And we need to make sure that we have those we have everything in place for them. We did well through the Wallbridge fires, the same kind of protocols, although to be fair, that was while the evacuation areas were large in area, probably smaller in population density at least, and these seem to have come very, very quickly, rightfully so. So, what typically happens is that the evacuation centers kind of get full at the very beginning, and then people find friends and family to go to, and it moves down a little bit. So we'll be kind of constantly monitoring, making sure that we have adequate space, making sure that the word gets out, and then as we need to adapt over the course of the days or so, we will do so.
Good to know. So I can knock on your door in Petaluma with my suitcase, right?
Always.
Yeah, it's a time for generosity, that is for sure. It is 8:23. Is there anything else sort of akin to and engaged with this fire activity that we should be thinking about?
Just again, to heed the warnings and the, I know that I just listened to the scanner and there was a couple people trapped up in an area that was evacuated long ago. It was a road that had fire on both sides and they had to send, first responders in to rescue those folks, and there were some injuries involved as well. We just need to be cognizant of that. And I know that it's tough for people, especially for those who have been through this back in 17. Your life is more important than anything else, and you just need to take care of yourself, your family, your loved ones, and make sure that you can allow the firefighters the best opportunity to save property and to get this thing stopped.
Absolutely, and boy, oh boy, once again, do we look forward to that particular moment. We were already getting kind of jacked up about the 100% containment on the Wallbridge fire. Now we've got another one to be contained about, and hopefully, one will follow the other. I think the next couple of days, it sounds like, will really do some of the telling of this story.
Yeah, for sure. And again, thank you for your work, getting the word out and making sure that people are aware of what's happening.
Glad to do it. And that happens because people make themselves available to us. So we appreciate that, too. Supervisor Rabbit, good to have you with us. No doubt we will talk again soon.
Okay, Pat, take care.
It's 8:25 at KSRO. And